Hello, Audio Boo.
Hello, Audio Boo.
You right?
Yeah.
We'll have to cover that one day when I'm back in the land of
vocal range.
Yeah.
Full vocal range.
God. Yeah, why are we here, Audio Boo?
Don't you break. Why are we here?
Ooh, I give you my key. Can you do this next bit?
Yeah.
Nobody knows and nobody knows that I'm now.
Don't
Yeah, okay. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Why are you not at your day job today, darling?
Because I'm looking after you.
Because I'm ill and infirm.
Well, no, you're all right. You're better.
Should we kill this music?
Yeah, let's.
Don't go breaking my heart. I won't go breaking your heart.
Don't go breaking my heart. Don't go breaking my heart.
Don't go breaking my heart. Yeah.
I didn't know where the harmony was.
Not entirely sure, but let's kill it anyway. Because it does it well to die. We're not here to talk about Elton John, are we?
Not really. Kiki D, no. By the way, we should give her a mention.
What happened to her? Does she just appear on his album from time to time?
I don't know. She had her own sort of career, I think, but I wouldn't have a clue.
Did she?
I don't know. For some reason, like, every time I think of Kiki D, I keep thinking of Elkie Brooks, but they're not the same people, so.
No. Anyway, not even remotely.
Who would ever get called Elkie? Elkie?
No, I have no idea, but they're all American. They're all a bit.
No, Elkie Brooks was British, wasn't she?
Was she? It's probably a stage name. It's probably not real.
Anyway.
Elton John ain't real, is he? He's Reginald Dwight.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, this is my little baby Reginald.
I nearly said Ben
Seriously?
Elton.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Reginald.
Yeah, that.
Oh, sorry, what?
Anyway, so what are we talking about? We're not talking about heartbreak.
Hopefully
my
not.
Heart's been a bit broken this weekend again. And I spent a little bit more time at the behest of the NHS.
A hotel.
Hotel?
Hardly.
Service was atrocious. Honestly, the movement at night and the...
Oh, yeah.
I did a boo, actually, but I didn't put it up. Because my end music came in far too abruptly, if you will.
Yeah.
But I did a boo of, it was 5 o'clock in the morning, and there were trolleys wheeling around, there were monitors beeping, and you think, you come here for a bit of rest and recuperation. Not a chance in hell, absolutely no chance.
No, it's an interesting...
But the NHS is kind of at the forefront of a lot of our talk at the moment.
Yeah,
in,
of course.
In the media, et cetera, because we have an upcoming election.
Oh, yes.
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 So I was in hospital on Friday night, and I travelled there by
conveyance of the...
The taxis of the emergency...
The chauffeured transport of... The NHS.
Yeah, very nice.
Ambulance.
Very nice ambulance crew they were, bless them.
They ran very quickly as well.
They did. It's because they send an emergency response vehicle first and then...
Yeah.
And then an ambulance afterwards.
But even so, the ambulance was still...
Fairly quick off the mark. Yeah. Because I was in a couple of weeks ago because of my heart rate and I haven't really got better, have I, since?
No.
I've been reacting to drugs, I've been reacting to other stuff and I've then... been sick
just various
to the point I couldn't
unwell,
keep things
really.
Down
yeah.
And by the time it got to Friday night I'd had enough really, so we had a little chat and then I went back in and my heart rate was right back up and my liver function's a little bit impaired and my INR, which is my blood thickness level, was far too high.
Yeah.
Meant I got to come off warfarin for a weekend though, result.
Yeah.
And then so I stayed in hospital. But the one thing that struck me when I was in hospital is, it always does actually when I've been in hospital, is the fact that the amount of staff who come from abroad to work in our NHS.
Yeah.
And one of the things, one of the premises of the election, etc., people whitter on about immigration and these people coming to take our jobs.
Freedom of movement.
Freedom of movement. Not even freedom of movement, because most of these people that I deal with are from the Philippines.
Yeah.
And so they don't come under EU or anything like
that's
that.
That's true, yeah.
They come here, and I was talking to the girl in A&E, because they wheeled me straight to A&E, and we just came in, and then they did their thing, and... While they were waiting for blood results and stuff to come back, and she was talking to me, and I said to her, where was she from? And she told me, and then she was talking to me about her little girl who is four and back at home, basically, and she works here to give her little girl a better life. And a little girl lives with her parents and she sees her every 6 months. And to us, that's inconceivable that anyone could actually... I can't bear it if I don't see Nathan for a week, let alone for 6 months.
This poor lady, how you even
go there?
And people sit there and go, "It's choice." Well, no,
it's really not. If you say that. You know, if I would love to know. Yeah, okay. So if you were serving some aristocrat on his yacht, to earn good money, then that's one thing. But you couldn't pay me to do the job they do.
No,
you know, clearing up after other people's vomit and. You know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I was quite sick at the weekend and I was very fortunate that nobody actually had to clear up after me in that regard. But there were people on the ward that have to use commodes. There are people that need to use bedpans and the staff have to deal with that, you know, and that's what they do.
Mm.
And there is no amount of money that could induce me in that direction, I'm afraid. And so anybody who thinks that the NHS... you know, that all these people coming over here to steal our jobs, I think need to think about, well, where are all these English nurses that want to be working and that are being put out of work by the Filipinos who are here to earn a better life for their children?
Well, I mean, it could be that the NHS don't want to pay for the
English
wages. So basically they attract people who've still got degrees and all the rest of it and are trained to our standards by the look of things. But they give them less money for doing
it. It's interesting, though, because exactly the porters and the cleaners all seem to be English.
Yeah.
I'm still covered in all sticky stuff.
Yeah. Although there was some, again, a lot of them aren't, because I remember being guided up by a guy.
No, they're not all.
But our NHS has a lot of people that are from other countries, and we don't realise, I think, how heavily reliant it's become, for whatever reason.
Are we keeping you awake?
On those people from abroad.
It's just horrendous, really.
Mm.
And I can't imagine not having our NHS once every 6 months.
Right.
As a mother, that's different. And I'm gonna be a bit controversial here because I think it's different for a mother than it is for a father.
Yeah.
Because I think that women have a different... I've no doubt there are women that walk out on their kids and, you know, for whatever reason, but I think women have a different maternal streak than men do. Men easily compartmentalise their lives into, I go to work, I come home, I see the kids, I don't see the kids, that kind of thing, and that's why it's easier. You know, and that's why when couples split, it's often the man that leaves the home and all that kind of stuff. And often it happens under duress, but I think, in all seriousness, it generally is, you know, for a mother to go away and leave her kid for 6 months takes a lot of doing.
Mm.
And you have to be to be able to talk about that and kind of go, this is what I do. And risk being judged, because people do judge women who leave their children.
Yeah.
Far, far more harshly than they judge men.
Yeah. And then,
you know, nobody judges a man who works in the army or who works away from home during the week or... you know, that kind of thing. But you take a woman that does it and people are very quick off the mark to say, how can you do that to your children? So I think we need to kind of give that one some thought.
Really. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to be without the NHS. I've been heavily reliant on them over the last 8 months. And without them, undoubtedly, I wouldn't be here.
No.
And I've, you know, been able to rely on them at short notice twice in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I've spent... 3 nights in hospital now in the last 2 weeks.
And just the way they just say to you, like someone like, you know, with you, they like how they have to different, like, prioritise and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the work they do is incredible. And the investigational stuff, just the amazing.
And how quickly it comes back. I mean, I was in A&E on Friday night and within an hour they knew that my INR was high. They knew that my liver function was high. And so they have an idea what they're dealing with.
Mm.
When I went in as the first time I went in as an emergency, they knew that that I was in full organ failure within, you know, a couple of hours, really.
Yes.
Well, as in on arrival, more or less.
And we're
taking steps to rectify that.
They would have had all the preps ready before when you came in.
And I'm okay, feeling much better now.
Yeah.
But I'm now having to deal with getting used to new drugs regimes and
just higher drugs,
higher drugs levels and stuff like that. And so hoping above hope that my body adjusts quickly.
Yeah.
Because I've kind of taken a bit of a step back and it's not been a very pleasant experience, but it's just one of those.
Well.
So yeah, I think viva la NHS really. And those people who think that the immigration is going to solve all our problems, actually I think you'll find it's going to create a lot more problems that, you know. That,
yeah.
That we haven't anticipated.
And I'm horrified at the fact that I see on Facebook, and I don't know if Facebook's using algorithms that see my activity. Well, it is. If I say anything about the NHS, suddenly I'm being offered a sponsored post that's offering me a heart monitor, you know, and it's supposed to be able to give an accurate beats per minute and tell you whether you're normal or afibrillar or whatever. And
I don't want any of that kind of stuff in my house. But
don't do it. What's that thing called that we saw that once on? It's not called My Doctor. What's it called? There's, I can't remember. It's an app now that you can.
Oh yeah, some people swear by that.
About it. Because I'd rather have peace of mind, so I'm going to pay a doctor through this app, and I'll have a live face chat with him, a live one to one with his doctor. You don't do it in America, and the like. You know, that sort of thing is rife. And you can see from the internet when you look at stuff. And if you ever look at the American sites, it's like everything is geared towards, well, actually, great if you're real. Rub your hands together because we're going to get some money from you, almost. And we can't have that in this country. We must avoid it at all costs. And it's proving very difficult to avoid because the government seem hell-bent on breaking up our NHS somehow. And it's a political football when it shouldn't be and stuff. And you know, and yet there's lots that can be done to ensure that it's run more efficiently.
But I think, yeah, there is very much. But I think that if we come back to the original kind of reason for what job would it be worth abandoning your children for?
Yeah.
I think there's a food for thought in it.
We'll go with that then, shall we? Yeah.
Speak to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So show me the rhythm of your